on this beautiful Saturday morning. We are talking trees with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. And we kind of had to cut our last caller short just about the root girdling. And it sounds like it's something y'all deal with a lot. Why don't you recap how that
progression takes place?
Exactly.
Well, when plants, as I said, circle in the container, then the nurseries will bump them up to the next container size. So a one-gallon plant that has some circling roots, if they're not managed, that girdling will be moved to the next container, to the five-gallon container size. And maybe that five-gallon tree, when it grows to the certain height and size, will then be bumped up to the 15-gallon size and onto the 24s. Well, if some girdling occurred at any stage in the development in the nursery, that girdling just gets passed on to the other container sizes. So you might have a roots that are girdling at about 6 inches in diameter inside a larger container, a 15-gallon container. That is just a cultural problem that's common in the nursery industry. And many of the better nurseries are well aware of this, and they manage the problem very carefully. And they don't wait until those plants are girdling before they bump them up, because if the roots grow out to the container size, to the container walls, and are moved to the next container size at the right time, then those roots continue to radiate outward and they don't circle. But what the result is that we find a lot of these trees in the landscape, and we've been finding more and more of them. We have a diagnostic tool. It's called an air spade, where we use air pressure through this tool to actually displace the soil around the base of trees to do a root collar examination. And these root collar examinations have been showing us a lot of girdling roots. And we never knew this until we started using this tool about 5 years ago. It's a relatively new technology, but it's given us one more diagnostic tool in our tool bag to be able to go down and look and see what's going on underground. It's a non-invasive technique, doesn't hurt the roots, doesn't hurt the plumbing, doesn't hurt the lighting. And within just a few short minutes, you can see the root architecture and see what's happening down there.
Now, if I end up picking a tree and I get home, I get my hole dug, and I pull it out of the container, mm-hmm. let's just say 5 gallon, because it's, and I see roots wrapped around the outside, mm-hmm. do I cut them off? Do I straighten them out?
Well, the recommendation, and there's been a lot of research, the recommendation is actually to shave off that entire a cluster of bundled roots right at the edges of that container. If it's a 5 gallon container? 5 gallon container, you might want to cut off the outer half inch of that entire root ball. It's a significant amount of roots, but the option, if you keep those, is that those roots will continue to circle in the soil. The tree will sit there like that other homeowner. You might have a tree that will languish in the soil for 10 years and not do very much. The option is to cut those, you take a sharp shovel or a hand tool, and actually cut off that outer 1/2 inch of clustered roots. And then all those cut roots that you have from those cut ends, those roots will then travel outward from away from the plant, and it'll have a much higher rate of success.
It's March on our tree calendar on our Talking Trees. Go through some of the bullet points for trees in March.
Bullet points for trees in March: you can prune all your deciduous trees, you can do any fertilizing, you can prune your deciduous trees as well, and it's a great time to get out in the garden. You can plant some trees right now, a good time before it gets really hot, so lots you can do this time of year.
And when pruning's quite a technique, it's, I've seen you do demonstrations at our home shows in the past and other areas. It's not just getting out there and whacking off what's in your way. There's quite a technique to it.
Yeah, good quality pruning is really an art and a science, and you really do want to take some classes or hire a good certified arborist who really knows the tree species and the different varieties and the dosages of pruning. You want to be very conservative, only remove, we always say be able to justify every cut, only remove foliage that's absolutely needed to be removed, because the foliage is the manufacturing plant. It manufactures the sugars and starches a tree needs for health. So you want to be sure that you aren't removing any live foliage that you don't have to take out. So it's all a matter of taking it out in all the right places.
And if somebody wasn't able to get in and ask their question today, how could they contact you?
Well, you can call us at 602-788-0005. That's the fastest way, 602-788-0005. Or visit our website at itreeservice.com, the letter I, treeservice.com.
Y'all have a ton of information on there, just about trees in general.
Yeah, a lot of great articles, yeah. And you, a contact page there, you can send us your questions as well.
Very good. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. It's Rosie on the House.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.